Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The Mufti of Jerusalem says that Israeli control of Hebron, Bethlehem, and Jerusalem could start a religious war. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Jerusalem's Mufti, Mohammed Hussein, the highest-ranking Islamic cleric in Jerusalem, says that Israeli sovereignty over Hebron, Bethlehem, and Jerusalem, three of the most important holy sites in Judaism, that Israel's control of these three cities could start a religious war. Hebron is the location of the burial site of the Jewish patriarchs. Bethlehem is where Jacob buried his wife Rachel, and in Jerusalem, the Temple Mount is the most holy site for the Jewish people and the location where Jews want to build a temple in the near future. The Mufti says that Israel's claim to these Jewish holy sites is an attempt to take over the religious sites, and Muslims are now in a period of war, not with tanks and rockets, but a religious war. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The statement by the Mufti of Jerusalem that Israel's claim to their holy sites is a declaration of a religious war is a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Israeli government has established a list of heritage sites in Israel, sacred sites that are a part of Jewish history. Included in that list are three locations that the Mufti of Jerusalem says will be the cause for a religious war if Israel stands firm on their claims to these sites. The sites include Rachel's tomb in Bethlehem, Rachel being Jacob's wife, who died in childbirth, and this is recorded in the 35th chapter of Genesis. Genesis 23 is the record of Abraham paying cash money for the Machpelah cave. That's the burial site for the patriarchs of the Jewish people, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Israel's King David also paid cash money to Ornan the Jebusite for his threshing floor on Mount Moriah, the site for the two previous Jewish temples in Jerusalem, and you can find that recorded in 1 Chronicles 21. The threat of a religious war between the Jews and the Muslims is setting the stage for an end-of-times conflict between these two peoples. The ancient prophet Joel, in Joel chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, warned that the largest militia ever formed on the earth will come to Jerusalem to take control of the Jewish holy sites. There's only one group of people today who could form such a militia, and also people who want to control Hebron, Bethlehem, and the holy city of Jerusalem. That would be the Muslim people. The Jerusalem Mufti is right. There will be a religious war. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. The Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...